This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. And today, our mission is to solve one of the most honestly infuriating mysteries in modern business.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why your website traffic is just exploding, like going through the roof. But your actual sales are completely flat.
Right, it's a huge problem.
We are pulling our insights today from a really illuminating piece by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing. Mm. And they lay out this framework called a full funnel campaign audit. And I'll tell you right now, whether you are running a business or you're just trying to wrap your head around digital marketing or even just curious about how companies acquire customers in the age of AI, this is going to fundamentally change how you view online ads.
It really reframes the entire concept of what a website is actually supposed to do in today's landscape. It's, you know, it's a total paradigm shift.
So picture this. Mm-hmm. You're an executive, right? Sitting at your desk at the end of the month, staring at your digital marketing dashboard. And honestly, it looks like a massive victory.
All green arrows.
Exactly. All green. Total website visits are up. Your ad impressions are climbing. Click-through rates look incredibly healthy. Everything looks great. But then you walk over to your sales team, and they are completely starving.
Because the leads are garbage.
Right. The leads that are actually filling out forms on your site, they're totally unqualified, they have no budget, or they're just, you know, poking around looking for free advice.
Yeah, they're just kicking the tires.
Right. So it is this maddening bottleneck where you're spending a fortune on digital growth, seeing all the metrics go up, and yet your gross profit margins have not moved an inch.
You're basically experiencing the ultimate illusion of digital success.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you are looking at a screen that tells you you're winning while your bank account is telling you a very, very different story. The old playbook of just, you know, buying traffic, it's actively working against you now.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we get into the solution, the audit itself, we really have to understand why that traditional goal of digital marketing is just totally broken. Because for years, the whole game was just chasing raw click volume. Get as many eyeballs on the site as possible, right? But the landscape has shifted, especially now in 2026.
Radically shifted.
Broad traffic patterns across the entire internet are dropping. And the source really points to conversational AI engines as the primary culprit here.
Or, well, the primary innovator. Depending on your perspective. I mean, think about how someone used to search the internet. If you had a question about, say, network firewalls, you would type it into a search engine, get a list of blue links, and click on a company's blog post.
To read the answer, right.
Exactly. And that click registered as website traffic for that business.
Huh.
But today, tools like ChatGPT and Google Gemini, they natively intercept those casual questions. The AI reads the information across the web, synthesizes it, and just gives you the answer right there in the chat interface.
Meaning the user never clicks the link?
Never. They get what they need and they leave. So the top of the funnel, all those casual researchers, they are just gone.
Completely intercepted.
Right, so if your marketing strategy is still built around scooped up all those casual info seekers, you are fighting a losing battle against machines that just do it better and faster. You don't need more random traffic anymore. You need actual paying customers.
It kind of makes me think of the way automated bidding algorithms work on these ad networks. Like, if you are optimizing for the lowest possible cost per click, your CPC, you're essentially telling the algorithm to feed you cheap, empty calories.
That is a perfect way to put it.
Because it looks like you have this massive plate of food, your traffic volume is huge, but you're just starving for actual nutrition. So why are these automated bidding algorithms so obsessed with feeding businesses these empty calories instead of real buyers?
Yeah. Well, what's fascinating here is what we call the intent misalignment gap.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to look at the underlying mechanics of how these ad algorithms function. Their primary directive, like if you tell them to maximize clicks, is to find the absolute easiest, cheapest pathways to spend your budget. And a complex enterprise decision maker who is going to scrutinize a contract for 3 weeks, that is not an easy click. They're incredibly rare and very expensive to target.
So the algorithm just wants the path of least resistance.
Exactly. And the path of least resistance is casual researchers, people looking for jobs in your industry, or honestly, worst, just automated web bots. The system prioritizes raw volume over buyer fit.
Which makes sense for the ad network, but not for you.
Right. And when that happens, the operational burden shifts entirely to your human sales team. Your highly paid sales professionals, basically end up acting as an expensive manual spam filter.
Ah.
You're just sorting through garbage leads all day instead of actually closing deals.
Which is a terrible use of their time and the company's money. Actually, The Source has this perfect, really memorable way of describing this scenario. Joe Medico writes, many websites collect leads the way a bucket collects water after someone forgot to put the bottom in.
I love that quote. It is just such a vivid image because it highlights the structural flaw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pour infinite ad spend into the top, but nothing is retained. The fundamental architecture of the campaign is completely broken.
Which brings us to the first step in fixing that architecture. The Source breaks the full funnel campaign audit down into three layers. And layer one is what they call the commercial intent filter.
Right, the top of the funnel.
Exactly. Because if the algorithms are naturally inclined to feed us junk traffic, we have to fundamentally change who is even allowed into the funnel in the first place.
We have to stop playing the volume game entirely.
Yeah.
So the first layer of this audit involves a ruthless purge of your target keyword groups. You literally have to actively strip away broad single word search terms.
Okay, wait, I have to push back on this a little bit just on behalf of anyone listening who has spent, you know, their whole career trying to build brand dominance. If I am selling enterprise cybersecurity software, wouldn't I want to own the word security? I mean, it feels like I'm leaving money on the table if I don't bid on the biggest keyword in my entire industry.
I hear that all the time. It feels that way because we're so conditioned to want the traffic graph just go up and to the right. But let's look at the mechanical reality of bidding on a broad word like security.
Okay.
You are going to trigger ads for people looking for home alarm systems. You'll get students researching computer viruses for a term paper. You're going to get people looking for security guard jobs at the local mall.
Oh, right. Wow.
It's a massive volume of traffic, but absolutely zero commercial intent for your enterprise software.
Empty calories again.
Exactly. So the audit requires you to replace those broad terms with long tail, highly specific, high intent phrases. Instead of just security, you bid on enterprise cloud security compliance software.
Which has way fewer searches.
The search volume is tiny compared to the broad term, but the commercial intent is sky high.
You're essentially putting up a velvet rope in front of your business.
That is a great way to look at it. And to reinforce that velvet rope, the audit implements aggressive negative match lists. These are lists of terms coded into your campaign that explicitly tell the ad network, do not show my ad if the search includes these specific words.
Like what kind of words?
Words like free or jobs, template, examples. This is just a mechanical necessity for blocking bot traffic and unqualified clicks before you ever pay a dime for them.
But doesn't this mean I am actively trying to get fewer people to visit my site? I mean, that is a tough pill to swallow for a marketing director.
It is, but it's the necessary shift from what The Source calls traffic-first tactics to a system-driven scale. It's not about getting fewer people. It's about prioritizing qualified audiences so you can lower your customer acquisition cost, your CAC.
Makes sense.
Let's imagine an enterprise buyer named Sarah. Okay, she is a chief information security officer looking to upgrade her company's infrastructure. In a traffic-first model, you might get 10,000 random visitors, but it costs you $5,000 in wasted clicks before you finally stumble onto Sarah.
But with the velvet rope.
With the velvet rope, you might only get 1,000 visitors total. But because you filtered out all the noise, your cost to acquire Sarah drops to $500. You have effectively shifted the filtering process from your human sales team to your automated digital front end.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Okay, so you have put up the velvet rope, you've blocked the bots, you've blocked the casual browsers. But getting the right enterprise buyer, getting Sarah to click, is only half the battle.
Right, she actually has to stay on the site.
Exactly. If she walks past that velvet rope and sees some generic, fluffy billboard that just says, you know, we synergize best-in-class solutions, she's bouncing immediately. She needs proof. So how do we actually deliver that? That brings us to layer two of the audit, what The Source calls high information gain landing assets.
Yeah, and this is where the friction usually happens. A company successfully filters for a high-level buyer like Sarah, and then they drop her onto a landing page filled with generic marketing slogans.
Which she hates.
Enterprise buyers demand concrete proof. They are looking for proprietary methodology blueprints. They want to see real, verifiable ROI metrics. The content on that destination page needs to offer significant information gain.
It can't just be the same fluff everyone else has.
Exactly. It must provide deep, valuable insights that Sarah literally cannot find on any of your competitor sites.
But it's not just about what Sarah's human eyes see on the page. The source brings up something that I found completely fascinating. It mentions the absolute necessity of having machine-readable JSON-LD schemas embedded into the site's code.
Yes.
Things like organization, service, and FAQ page schemas.
And this ties directly back to our earlier discussion about AI engines intercepting traffic.
This just blew my mind a bit, honestly. The realization that modern websites aren't really just built for human eyes anymore. But how does this JSON-LD schema actually work mechanically? Are we just like pasting keywords into the background?
Oh, not at all. JSON-LD is a specific vocabulary of code that wraps around your text. Instead of an AI reading a paragraph on your site and just trying to guess that it might be a frequently asked question, the schema explicitly tags the data.
Okay.
It is a piece of code that literally tells the AI, hey, this specific sentence is question X, this following paragraph is answer Y, and this number over here is the price.
So it's almost like putting a barcode on your sentences so the machine can scan it instantly without having to think about it.
That is a perfect analogy. You are turning your website into a highly organized, structured database. And the reason this is critical for a business trying to be seen by AI engines is that it grants you what the source calls preferred answer status.
Preferred answer status?
Yeah. Remember, large language models, or LLMs, are constantly scraping the web to synthesize the best answers to user queries. If your website is just a giant wall of unstructured text, the AI might flag it as thin or duplicate content and just ignore it because it doesn't know how to categorize the data.
But if you have those barcodes...
If your content is rich in proprietary information and structured perfectly with JSON-LD schemas, the AI parses it instantly. So when another enterprise buyer asks ChatGPT, what are the standard ROI metrics for cloud security compliance?
Yeah.
The AI natively indexes your structured data and recommends your business's metrics as the preferred answer.
Wow.
The AI is essentially doing the selling for you, presenting your proprietary blueprints as established facts within its own chat interface.
That is wild. So the velvet rope lets the right humans in, and the structured data rolls out the red carpet for the AI.
Precisely.
So we've filtered the traffic, we've built the right assets for the humans and the bots, but now we hit the final hurdle. We have to prove that any of this digital maneuvering actually turned into real hard revenue. How do we track that? Which leads us to layer three, server-side tracking at the bottom of the funnel.
Right, because this is the bridge from marketing theory to financial reality. For a long time, marketers just relied on traditional browser pixels, you know, little snippets of code placed on a website browser to track if someone clicked an ad and then eventually bought a product.
But the source points out that those browser pixels are basically flying blind today.
Oh, they are completely unreliable now. Modern data privacy blocks, aggressive ad blockers, increased restrictions on third-party cookies, all of it has decimated the accuracy of browser pixels.
It's a mess.
It leads to massive amounts of click fraud, misattributed data, and campaigns claiming credit for sales they've frankly had nothing to do with.
The source has this brilliant line about this exact frustration. Joe Medico writes, "Attribution can sometimes feel like a marketing game of Clue. Everyone has a theory, nobody is completely sure, and somehow Google Ads is always in the room."
It really is like a game of Clue, but the board is broken.
Right. You're trying to guess if Colonel Mustard made the $100,000 software purchase in the library via a Facebook banner ad, but your tracking pixel is blind. The data is super murky.
Exactly.
So instead of guessing what is the alternative, the source talks about server-side lead validation, which is also known as OCI, or offline conversion tracking. Mechanically, how does this bypass the broken Clue board?
Well, to stick with your analogy, server-side tracking essentially puts a secure security camera directly in the library.
Oh, I like that.
You bypass the vulnerable user browser entirely. Instead of relying on a fragile cookie in Sarah's web browser to report back to Google or Facebook, you connect the ad network directly to your own CRM, your customer relationship management software.
But wait, if there's no cookie tracking Sarah, how does the CRM know which ad she clicked on? How do the two systems talk to each other?
Through first-party data handshakes. So when Sarah fills out a form on your site, she provides her email address, right?
Right.
That email is instantly encrypted or hashed into a secure string of characters. That hashed data is sent to your CRM, and it is also securely passed along with the click ID to the ad platform. They match the hash data behind the scenes.
Completely bypassing the browser's ad blockers.
Exactly.
And the term offline conversion tracking, why is it called offline if this is all happening digitally?
Because the actual conversion event, like the moment Sarah signs a six-figure enterprise contract, often happens offline in the real world.
Right, of course.
It might happen weeks or months after that initial click. It happens over phone calls and boarder meetings. A browser pixel cannot track a signed PDF contract 3 months later.
Right.
But your CRM knows when that deal is marked closed one. So when that contract is signed offline, your server routes that encrypted sales milestone value directly back to your marketing dashboard. It is a direct server-to-server connection reporting a physical reality back to the digital ad platform. No browser pixels to get blocked, no privacy settings to interfere. It's pure financial reality.
Which completely changes the conversations you are having about marketing performance. You aren't arguing about theories anymore.
No, it eliminates all the agency fluff. You don't need a 40-page PDF presentation filled with vanity graphs about impressions and click-through rates. The new reporting standard becomes incredibly simple and financially transparent.
So what does the dashboard look like then?
You open a dashboard and it just says, I spent X on this specific campaign, and our back-end system securely reported that it made Y in actual closed revenue.
Total financial transparency, which really brings us to the ultimate takeaway here. When you tie these three layers of the audit together, the commercial intent filter blocking the junk, the JSON LD structured assets feeding the AI, and the server-side tracking proving the revenue, what you are really doing is reclaiming ownership of your own growth engine.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And it is important to note that implementing a system like this, a truly transparent, privacy-compliant, AI-ready architecture, it requires deep, ongoing technical management.
Right.
The source makes a great point here for leadership. If you are a CEO or a business owner, playing data detective is a massive waste of your strategic time.
You definitely shouldn't be trying to figure out if your FAQ schema is properly coded or, you know, why a hashed email handshake isn't firing between your server and Facebook.
Your focus needs to be on scaling operations and closing major accounts with people like Sarah. The technical overhead of managing server-side data feeds and schema architectures daily, that has to be outsourced or delegated to a specialized team that acts as your internal growth engine.
It really is about shifting the mindset from a quick marketing fix to building long-term digital infrastructure. I love this final quote from the text. SEO is more like planting an orchard than buying groceries. The payoff can be substantial, but nobody gets apples tomorrow.
It is a commitment to building a permanent corporate asset. When you move past the superficial vanity metrics, your digital ecosystem stops being a leaky bucket and becomes an operational engine that prints predictable revenue.
So what does this all mean? For you listening, the major takeaway is that you have to stop renting your growth from paid search networks who just want to feed you empty clicks. You have to start owning your pipeline. If you have high traffic but low conversions, do not accept that as a permanent condition. It is a blinking red light on your operational dashboard, signaling that your digital ecosystem is way overdue for a structural upgrade.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this raises an important question. As we look toward the future, if AI continues to evolve, natively scraping structured data and answering complex consumer queries directly within chat interfaces without a user ever clicking a link, will the traditional concept of a website landing page eventually disappear entirely for consumers?
Wow.
I mean, are we moving toward a future where businesses are just invisible data feeds that dictate our purchasing decisions behind the scenes?
That is a wild thought to leave on. The invisible architecture of the web making the sale before the customer even realizes it. It definitely makes you look at that digital marketing dashboard a little differently, doesn't it? The next time you see all those green arrows going up for traffic and impressions, just ask yourself, are you feasting on real growth or are you just starving on empty calories?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.